Peter Marshall, chaplain to the U.S. Senate, had a lifelong love for the sea. He was therefore particularly pleased when asked to preach the morning sermon at the U.S. Naval Academy on Sunday, 7 December 1941. Deeply under the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he set aside his prepared marks at that last minute, and he preached a prophetic message he termed, "Go Down Death." He took James 4:14 as his key verse. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Within an hour after he finished, news of Japan's attack at Pearl Harbor spread across the U.S. Many of the young men in the chapel that morning listened to their last peacetime sermon and would give their lives to defend their country and their freedom. We have been reminded twice this week that despite our often elaborate plans, the final outcome lies with God. He has the last word, for He directs our steps. Maybe this is why the testimony of Dr. Peter Marshall, heeding the prompting of the Holy Spirit to change his sermon at the last minute, has always been so inspiring to me. He did not understand why, but he was obedient to let go of his thoughts, and he chose to trust the leading of God. While it is easy to trust what we can see or control what we know, it is not so easy to trust when we cannot see what is lying ahead and cannot control what is heading our way. Nowhere is this more applicable than when God interrupts our lives and redirects our plans. Sometimes it can be as dramatic as when Mary heard that she was to carry the Messiah, or when Paul met Jesus, who redirected his life to no longer persecute Christians but evangelize them. Mostly it is minor changes that God expects from us. May God help us to walk wisely and hold our plans loosely, so that at any time He can reroute us. As we trust in Him, I know His peace and presence will richly dwell with us. Our grace challenge for the week. I have a copy of Peter Marshall's phenomenal sermon, That Fateful Sunday. It is not long, but it always so tugs at my heart. If you are interested, please let me know via WhatsApp and I will forward it to you. Have a blessed week.